You're listening to SBS News.
An Israeli airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Damascus, which led to the death of several high-ranking officials, could have disastrous repercussions. Israel has not claimed responsibility for the airstrike on April 1st that killed Iranian Brigadier General, a senior commander, and six other officers while they were attending a meeting in Syria. Iran says it is prepared to strike back at Israel for their losses. US President Joe Biden says the risk of an attack by Iran on Israel is very real. He's urging Iran to rethink their course of action.
How imminent do you think an attack on Israel is from Iran, Mr. President?
I don't want to get into secure information, but my expectation sooner than later.
Mr. President, what is your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't.
Are American personnel and assets at risk, Mr. President? Mr. President, are American troops at risk as well?
We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel. And Iran will not succeed. Thank you very much.
The U.S. says it has been monitoring Iran's movements closely over the last few days. U.S. National Security spokesman John Kirby says they will ensure Israel has all the necessary support to counter this threat.
I would just say that we're watching this very, very closely. We still deem the potential threat by Iran here to be real, to be viable, certainly a credible, and we're watching it as closely as we can. Right now, our focus is on having conversations with our Israeli counterparts and making sure, not just conversations, but making sure that they have what they need and that they're able to defend themselves. And as I think, as I think you know, we're also clearly it would be imprudent if we didn't take a look at our own posture in the region to make sure that we're properly prepared as well.
Israeli officials say they are taking all necessary precautions to fend off any potential threat. Local authorities have been told to assess the readiness of local shelters as residents start stockpiling necessary supplies. Following a meeting with the head of the U.S. Central Command, the IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says they are ready to defend the Israeli people.
Our defences are ready and we know how to deal with every threat separately. Next to defence, we are prepared to attack. We are ready to attack with a range of capabilities and we know how to act and protect the people of Israel. A short while ago, the Chief of Staff completed a situation assessment with the head of the U.S. Central Command. We hold a joint situation assessment to guarantee that the coordination between us is airtight.
Meanwhile, the federal government is seeking more information on an incident during which an Australian aid worker came under fire. Tess Ingram was in a three-car UNICEF convoy along with three others at a checkpoint in northern Gaza when gunshots came from the direction of the checkpoint towards Palestinian citizens. This incident comes after the death of seven aid workers, including Australian Zomi Francom, in a convoy in Gaza following an Israeli airstrike. Ms Ingram has told SBS she is trying to adjust to the situation but will continue with her work.
I think it's going to take me time to process this. For the moment, I'm really focused on making sure that we can advocate for the problems that caused this incident and to make sure that the mission that we weren't able to complete is finalised and completed. We're going to try and go back actually this weekend with those same supplies.
Family members of the hostages still held by Hamas have been protesting outside the US Embassy in Tel Aviv. The militant group still holds about 130 of the 250 captives that were taken in the October 7 raids, although it is believed that at least 30 of the hostages may be dead. The Israeli government is under pressure to reach an agreement that will ensure the release of the remaining hostages. Protesting outside the US embassy, this relative says global support is now the only option for the safe return of the hostages.
Our only hope is international intervention, mainly the US administration, to come back and knock some sense inside this crazy situation, stop the circle of violence, and get some hope inside the people's in the hearts of people in this region, because right now, our government gives us nothing and it's acting against us. It's not acting on the best the best interest of the hostages.
After 6 months of war in Gaza's health ministry, over 33,000 Palestinians have been killed, with millions being displaced by the conflict. Alex Anifantis, SBS News.